Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to you, Dave.
Oh, thank you, Hancock.
We're just really happy to have you here. And we're going over lots of history that Dave knows about. But the history we're going to talk about today relates to WIOTA because you're working on an all-class reunion. How often do you have that, Dave?
It's currently being held every 5 years. Starting prior to 1970, they had some very informal get-togethers of people that had gone to WIOTA. And then they started to expand a little more and a little more, and each year they would get a little bigger. In 71, they decided to make it kind of a formal reunion, and that was really the first one. They had 130 people show up, and they limited it at that time, and I don't know why, just because of the difficulties maybe in getting more people advised. But anyway, they were from the years 36 through 44. Then it was such a good event in 76, they said, well, let's invite some more people. So they invited all the graduates from the 20s and 30s and 40s, and they had 311 people. Then in 81, they said, let's just open it up to everybody. And so they opened it up to all of the graduates. And that year, they had 470 people turn out, which was pretty unbelievable.
Impressive, you bet. So when is this year's reunion being held?
So it's going to be July the 10th. And it'll start off the first day with a get-together over in the WIOTA Firehouse in the evening. It's sort of a picnic affair, and we'll have a picnic dinner type thing. And then people just congregate in the firehouse and out in the park. And this year we're doing something different. We are putting up all of the pictures, the class pictures, that were stored in boxes down in the community center in WIOTA, and we're going to put those all around the walls in the community center so that people can go down there and look at all the class graduation
what
pictures.
Fun. Oh, you remember him? You remember her?
Yeah.
Who is that? That was my classmate's mom. I mean, it'll just start lots of conversations.
Yeah. One of the other things that might be interesting is this year we're having name tags that are enclosed in plastic, and part of that has the information about the person and the year that they graduated. But it also will have their graduation picture on it. So you can look down there and see what they looked like 50 years ago or whatever.
Now, and is it just the 10th, or are there other?
Okay. That was the first day. Then we'll be over at WIOTA on the evening of the 10th. And then the next day will be our big banquet. And that one is held at the Atlantic Community Center, and we'll have a big banquet with lots of food and so on, and there'll be a program, you know, that associated with that. In the past, we've had sort of keynote speakers. This year, we decided not to have a speaker. We're going to aim more for people's participation themselves in the audience, and so we'll have lots of memory stuff that people can relate to, and so that's our plan this year. And it's a great event. It's a 2-day event and an opportunity for people to kind of get reacquainted and everything.
Bad. And come and go. I mean, if they can't come to both days, come whenever.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned the pictures on the name tag. Somebody has to gather all of those, and you might be helping with that. But let's talk about Frosty Taylor, correct?
Okay.
And what she's doing and what that's the result's going to be.
Yeah. New also for this year is an effort by Frosty Taylor, and she started this a few years ago. Of putting together what she will call the WIOTA Memory Book. And she's been collecting. We put articles in the paper and everything for people to take the stuff out of the closets and so on that they have that relates back to their school years. or even back when the early days of the town of Wyota. And so everybody has been submitting their own memories and other artifacts that they've been able to find to Frosty for some time. And she's a publicist and a newspaper person and has a 40-year experience that she's bringing to bear on putting this book together. And so she's been doing that, and we're in the final stages, or she is of finalizing it. The cutoff date for anyone that still might want to try to send her an email on something is the 5th of June.
That's okay, just a couple of days away.
Yeah,
and how do they
close.
How do they get that information to Frosty?
They can send it by email to Frosty, and I let's see, it's Frosty Taylor, all small, at cox.net.
Okay, pretty easy. Cox.net.
Yeah,
okay.
So that would get it to her. And
now this is going to result in a published, I'm going to say, book with
yes.
lots of memories from really early days, right up to probably more. When did Wyota School close?
Wyota School closed officially in 1963.
Okay.
In the 61 and 62 school year, the high school students were split up between Atlantic and Oneida, depending on where the person lived, either east or west of Wyota. And then they held the elementary school for the last year in 1962 and 63, and then they closed the school in 63.
Okay. So lots of Wyota folks in the area and lots of folks scattered around the country, and if you have something, get it to Frosty right away. But and then those books will be available.
Yes, the books will be available at the reunion. Right now, we have about 120 actual alumni that have signed up. And one of the other things I wanted to mention is when we say the all-school reunion, what we really mean is anybody who went to Wyota at any time. They don't have to have been graduated from there. We have people that were in the first and second grades even when they closed the school. Well, those are Wyota alumni. The same for people that went there for maybe a few years and then moved. Frosty herself moved and graduated from Atlantic in 55, but she still went to Wyota. Her husband, Dwayne Taylor, graduated from Wyota in 55. So she still has a connection, even though she's not a, quote,
that's a
graduate,
really good point to make, that
yeah.
anybody who went to school in Wyota anytime is invited. And, hey, I think you're going to miss out on a really good time if you don't show up.
You know, I commented, I think, with Jim one time earlier here at KJAN that the Wyota people are kind of a special people. I don't know what it is. It's a finite population of just a certain number of people, and for whatever reason, they really have a connection with the school, and it kind of binds them together more than anything that I've ever seen.
Okay.
It's a strange phenomena.
Now, I know that if people say, oh, I didn't get my information in, you're going to be adding, that's going to be a continuation for the book, but before we run out of time, I want to have you tell people if they want to come to the reunion, if they ever went to Wyota School, how do they get registered?
Okay. They can contact me or Karen Berger, who's on the committee and is our treasurer and so forth. And my number is 712-243-4019, and anybody can just call me. We tried to get invitations out to everybody that we knew of, but you never know. We may have missed some people.
Okay.
So if anybody does want to come to the reunion, they're certainly welcome to do so. The cost is $25 for the whole thing.
Wow.
Per person.
What a bargain.
So that's... So it's hard to beat that. But,
and you are in the phone book,
yes,
surrounding area.
If
you have the Atlantic phone book, surrounding areas, Dave Hancock, because you need to get your reservation in, too. And if you want more information about the book, you have information, well, Dave, I guess, is the initial contact.
Yeah.
So we want to thank you very much, Dave Hancock, for coming in, letting us know more about the reunion. Sounds pretty exciting.
One last number I'll give you.
All right.
We have about 230 people signed up total now for the banquet on Saturday.
Great.
Which is really great.
I know there will be more. So until
you
bet. Until next time, here's something to think about. Home is where your story begins.